Blog Talk Radio.
I don't know where she is right now. So, yeah, maybe she's having some difficulties. I know I had a little bit of difficulties logging in here, so maybe the same thing is going on with her. So if you would like to give us a call and get put on the queue, the number is 646-727-2914. I hope you're all having a great afternoon. And I imagine you missed us a little bit, maybe, huh? Things have been kind of hairy for both Lennis and I. I know I was gone for a while, and Lennis had a death in the family, so she's still trying to cope with that. So let's get right on with this. I guess I'm going to be the only one for now until Lennis comes on, so bear with me. Hopefully we can. Hopefully I can help you with whatever you need. First caller is area code 509. Good afternoon. You're live on the air with Nina.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you see anything like positive or exciting coming up for me within the next 3 months.
Your first name.
To look forward. What was that?
Can I have your first name, please?
Erica. Sorry.
Oh, Erica, yeah, just I see lots of positive around you right now. I don't know what's holding you back, my dear. What's holding you back? It seems like, yeah, you've got lots of positive in your life right now.
Holding me back how?
I don't know. There's something holding you back from you feeling happy. So what is it?
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I understand what you're saying now.
You don't know?
Well, I just would like to meet someone, like, compatible to me. I think that's, like, the only thing that's missing. But I shouldn't put too much focus on that.
Well, sometimes it just takes time and a whole lot of energy to find that special someone. Give yourself the time and give yourself a break to actually get to know who you are and what you really want and need to be happy. I don't think it's too far away, though. It's not that far away. It's there.
Yeah. Okay. So then just a bunch of things positive that are coming in?
I see a bunch of positive things coming in, but not until after this full moon. So I'm seeing probably early part of next week you're going to start seeing some positive changes.
Oh, nice. Okay. Sounds good then.
Okay. Well, you have a good day, Erica. Thank you for calling.
You too. Bye.
Bye. Next call is area code 480. You're live on the air with Nina.
Hi, Nina. This is Mike. How are you?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
Good, good. I'm making a move next week, and I've got employment set up, but I was wondering if you see, once I arrive, that there might possibly be some employment closer to where I live.
So are you moving now, or are you just changing jobs now?
No, I'm moving, and I have a job set up, but it's about a half hour away. But I'm going to look, once I get there, I'm going to look for something that's like right in the same town.
There is something there, but not until after the first of the year.
Oh, okay. Well, there's potentially a sales job around the first of the year that I'll be interviewing for in November.
Okay, well,
Okay, but that's like 45 minutes away.
No, I see something closer.
Okay.
Definitely closer to where you're going to be living. And that won't happen until the first of the new year, and that's the interview process. I see you probably starting somewhere around mid-February.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
Sounds good.
But thank you. It's a good move for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good. I'm happy to hear that. It's nice to always hear something positive. So, yeah, just be prepared. I think everything is going to come up roses for you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You have a good day, Mike.
You too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Next caller is area code 757. You're on the air with Nina.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Who's this?
This is Kier.
Okay. What question do you have for me today?
I just want every comment to allow, never know what to ask for, but any message that Spirit can give to me right now.
That's kind of ambiguous. I need an actual question. That's okay. Just anything.
Okay, look, I'm doing this nursing program, right? And I'm so caught up in other things that I don't even know if I'm actually sure that I even want to complete it anymore. It just seems like something that I'm not really into, but it can help me financially. And everybody else is telling me, oh, you should finish it. Just finish it, but I'm like, I don't know, because I'm getting frustrated with it. So any clarity on that?
You've only got a year left, right?
Say it again?
Have you only got a year left?
No, I don't have a year left. I have like 4 weeks left.
So, and you don't want to complete it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, it just seems like something, because I'm stuck in between on, like, you know, if I want to do the job or not, you know, after I complete it or not.
Okay, what is, boy, I'm picking up a lot of mixed messages here. They're asking me to ask you why you don't want to do this anymore.
It's other things that, I don't know, I just felt like I was doing it because of the money. And it wasn't something that I was really interested in. But I liked helping people. But when I found out the stuff that I have to do in it, it just changed. I just was like, I don't want to do that. You know, it's just not something that I want to do. You know, I can't imagine myself doing the certain tasks that I have to do for the program.
Well, you know what? If you're feeling unsure about it and you don't want to complete it, I guess you're going to put up your own stumbling blocks so you won't complete it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you're kind of doing this to yourself. So, yeah, if you want to help people, continue. If you don't and you're feeling really unsure about doing this, move on to something else.
Yeah.
If you're not happy, in what you're going to be doing, then you're not going to be bringing about the happiness that other people require, right?
Yeah. Yep.
you have a different direction you'd like to go in?
Yes, I really do.
Then go for it.
Yeah.
You don't sound sure.
Yeah, it's your heart. It's like I want to do, like, you know, I want to do spiritual work, and I was into intuition and all of that stuff, but, you know, I kind of didn't have the money to actually keep it going. And, you know, this job kind of would have been a good support to do it from, but I'm like, I don't know if I want to do it or not anymore. Like, I'm in the program, and it's a 7-week program. I'm just like, I don't know if I want to finish it or not. I just don't see myself doing it for long.
Well, you know what? I see what I'm picking up right now, and what the angels are telling me is you put the money out there already. You've already put the time and the energy in it. Complete it. It can't do anything but help you later on. Even if you don't want to continue on in that field, it's still going to help you in whatever you want to do to help people.
Yeah. Yep.
So you've only got 4 weeks into it, right? You only got another 3 left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's not so long in the grand scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
So the angels are telling me, yeah, complete it. If you decide afterwards you don't want to stay in the field, don't stay in the field, but that will help on a resume. That will also help you to help others in whatever you decide to do, whether it be spiritual, energy healing, whatever you decide.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to complete it because, it makes sense. Everybody else has been telling me this, but I just was like, I don't know if they know what's best for me. They're probably just saying that just to be saying that, but, yeah, okay, I'm going to complete it. So, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely can't hurt. Like, you only got 3 weeks left. That isn't so long.
Mm-hmm.
So go for
it.
Enjoy the last 3 weeks and know that you have a choice after that.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay,
you know, it's the best of both worlds. You'll have this behind you. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
I will.
Okay, then. You have a great week.
You do.
Just a reminder, the full moon is on Tuesday. So hang on to your hats. It sounds like it's going to be a rough one.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, then.
This.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too. Okay, next one is area code 347. You're on the air with Nina.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. And who's this?
My name is Maribel.
Is what?
Maribel.
Maritha. Okay, and you have a question for me today.
Well, basically, I just wanted to know if you saw anything, you know, not meaningful, but, you know, something there for in terms of relationships for me. I mean, I have this one guy in mind, but we barely talk, and I'm not sure if he's playing mind games or something like that.
Well, I don't see anything happening with the guy you're talking about right now.
Okay.
So he's definitely playing mind games. Just put yourself out there and look for somebody else. Or have them look for you.
Okay.
I know it's hard, and the way things are in the dating game nowadays, I'm glad I'm not involved in that game, because it's a very difficult time, and it's hard to get to know people and to find good people. But be patient. Let the universe and God know what kind of a person you want and the person that you deserve. And it will happen. Just be patient.
Okay.
And don't settle for second best. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I hope that helps. I do see somebody coming around probably the end of November, beginning of December. So there's somebody around.
I just have to be patient.
Oh, he'll show up. Just be patient and keep your eyes and your ears open. he's going to arrive, and yeah, I see it. I don't know if it's going to be a permanent relationship, but you are going to be happy because I see you with a big smile on your face.
Okay. Thank
okay.
you so much. Definitely.
You're very welcome. Okay, you have a great week.
You too.
Thank you. Okay, next caller is area code 312. Good afternoon. You're on the air with Nina.
Hi, Nina. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem. Can I have your first name?
Tina.
Hi, Tina.
Hi. I have a question about somebody trying in for a roommate. I wanted to know, she wants a place, and I wanted to know how the energy is going to be like and if things are going to be okay. Her name is Ari.
That was somebody that wants to be your roommate, is that correct?
Yes.
And his name is Harry?
No, it's she. Her name is Ari.
Okay. Not really compatible is what I'm picking up.
Okay.
First thing I heard and saw was a bunch of yelling. So, yeah, the two of you aren't really going to be all that compatible.
Really? What would we be yelling about? Because I'm not the type of person.
I have no clue what you're yelling about. All I see is two very angry faces. That's the first thing that flashed into my mind was two very angry faces. So, yeah, I don't see you two being compatible. What the angels are telling me now is to work out everything beforehand.
Okay.
To avoid that. Maybe have a rent agreement with her?
Yeah, which I have. I have drafted. I have it drafted.
Okay, make sure you put down all points. You know, whether she can have animals, whether she can smoke, you know, what's off limits, what's on limits. Make sure everything's there so there is no room for disagreements, because that's where the disagreements will come.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah, that's where they're going to come from if there is any disagreements. So make sure you get all your points down there. Go over them with her. Make sure she totally understands them.
Okay.
And, then everything will be okay.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, because I do have a parking spot. I don't have a car right now. I have no intentions of getting any car right now. And I said she can use the parking, you know, any time. But that was more verbal. But I don't want any problems when I have somebody coming over and they would need a parking spot and it would be a problem.
Well, then, you're going to have to put that down there and just make sure she really understands that if you have somebody that's coming from wherever and they need to park there, that she can't park there at that time.
Okay. Okay.
Either that or whoever you're getting for company is going to have to park somewhere else. You know, that's something you're going to have to decide whether it's worth bickering with this woman over or not.
Okay. All right. No, because in the daytime, it's easier to find parking. And in the evenings, it's not. And she normally will come home in the afternoon where there will be a lot of parking available. So, but anyway, I'll put it in a contract where she knows, you know, if somebody's coming to visit in the evening, you know, she can't park. She has to look for parking unless she can't find one.
Yeah. Yeah, as long as you're really specific with your agreement, with your rental agreement, you shouldn't run into any problems and everything will be okay. It was just I saw something that wasn't in the rental agreement and that's what you were arguing about. So it could have been the parking. And just make sure that it's all written down and that she totally understands what you're saying, and you guys will be just fine.
Okay. Any expert messages for me?
I don't have anything else. I'm supposed to only answer one question per caller, so
okay,
I'm sorry,
fine.
Huh?
No, that's
all right.
I don't really have any questions. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Have a great week.
You too, hon. Thanks.
Great. Thank you. Okay, you're listening to Psychic Readings with Nina. I don't know where Lennis is. She is supposed to be here, but she isn't here right now. Anyways, the area code is 646-727-2914. I'd like to say hi to all my peeps in the chat room. B-Bell, Dove for Peace, Life Choice, and Shining Star. Sorry, I can't come in there and answer any questions you've got in there today. But if you phone me, I can pull you up, because I've only got two callers in the queue right now, so for sure you will get picked. So give me a call, please, at 646-727-2914. And we'll go to our next caller, and that's area code 614. You're on the air with Nina. Hello? Oh, there she is. 614 has hung up on me. All right, we go to our next caller, area code 708. You're on the air with Nina.
Hi, Nina. Guess who?
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
I'm fantastic. This is Tiffany.
Hi, Tiff.
Hi. I do have a question.
You do have a question?
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of repetitious, but maybe you can shed some light on a situation I've been dealing with for a few months.
Okay.
Okay. So usually if I'm in a relationship that is not working out and I'm ready to move on, usually another opportunity becomes available eventually. But I have long since tried to give up this relationship, and not only is nothing else coming along, but when I pray to be released from this relationship, the guy always comes back 10 times stronger. And I don't know if that's a bad thing or if it's a sign or a good thing that I shouldn't let go so soon, but every time I try to let go, something brings us a little bit closer.
Yeah. Tiff, the only thing I can say to you, Tiffany, is let it play out. I've come to that conclusion over time with this discussion with you.
Yeah.
But, yeah, let it play out, but be prepared.
Be prepared means that something negative is going to happen. I think that's what I've been running from.
No, I'm not necessarily, but just be prepared for anything that could come along. I'm going to use his name because I know what it is. But anyway,
by all means, use it.
Frank. Dear lovely Frank.
Ooh.
Okay, you know what, Tiff? You're the only one that can decide if this relationship is really worth fighting for. I see he does definitely like you. He does definitely want to have a relationship with you. But my problem with him is he is not treating you like the queen you should be.
Can I influence that? I mean, if I treat them a certain way, can he in return learn to treat me the way I'm supposed to be treated, or will he always be kind of a jerk?
What I'm sensing from him is he needs strict guidelines, so you're going to have to tell him, I will not put up with you being 6 hours late.
Right.
I will not put up with you not calling me. If you want to have this relationship with me, then you need to have it with me. That means calling me. That means calling me every day. That means seeing me. I know you guys live fairly far apart. That means seeing me at least once a week. That means if we have a date, you show up on time, or you let me know 2 hours before that time that you can't make it. Like, I would give him the strict guidelines ever. And if you have to write them out, do so. But he's got to treat you like the queen you should be.
Okay. Is it fair to give him an ultimatum? Like, I know he's probably, I call it interviewing when you're dating other women to see what they're about, to see if you're interested. Should I make him exclusive, or should I accept the fact that we're both not serious or not exclusive? I know that's a lot to ask of a person like that.
It depends what you want out of this relationship. If you want something long-term and exclusive, I don't think it's unfair.
Okay.
You know, you need to be treated well. Every person in this world needs to be treated well. You know, give the ultimate respect as well. Don't just take, but give it as well. And you have done that, and I don't think it's out of line for you to ask for that respect yourself.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. So lay down the guidelines and be strict about them.
Yep.
And it's quite possible that he may follow those guidelines and we can do better. Otherwise, I think he's kind of blocking everything else that I might have an opportunity for, but this is the longest period of time I've ever been, like, tethered to someone, and the harder I pray to let go, the stronger his presence is. So I thought that meant something, but I also thought that meant, okay, the devil's working overtime.
Yeah.
So
no,
I couldn't quite decipher it.
Yeah, no, I would just, I think this needs to be played out. For some strange reason, this needs to be played out, whether I can see the relationship. I can see that far, but I can't see any further. Like, I can't see if it's long-term, if things are going to be, it's not letting me go beyond that. I hit a wall there. But for some strange reason, this needs to be played out, whether you need to learn something from this or this is the relationship. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, I guess it's worth hanging in there for.
Yeah, I think so. Now, can you do me a favor, Tiffany?
Sure.
Can you kind of handle the chat room for me? If there's a question, flag me down in there. I'm going back and forth between the cue board and the chat room, and I will answer the question live.
Absolutely.
All right, my dear. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You have a great week. Love you.
You too. Love you more.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right, we're going to area code 204. You're on the air with Nina.
Hello?
Oh, 204, you're on the air.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay, hi. My name's Heather, and I'm calling from Winnipeg.
Hi, Heather, how are you? A fellow Canadian, isn't that nice?
Yeah. I have a question. I just wanted to know how you see my relationship going, because it's been kind of rocky for the last 2 to 3 months, and I was hoping things would work out, but I don't know. He just seems to be, I don't even know what we're fighting over these days.
The angels are telling me to take a break.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you need to take a break, both of you. Step back and evaluate where you're going. There's something's up with him. Not sure what, but it seems to be something. I think it's got something to do with his job.
Uh-huh.
And maybe if you take a step back and let him deal with whatever he needs to deal with, maybe he'll realize that you are important to him, and the fighting and stuff will stop.
Okay. All right, that sounds doable.
Oh. Yeah, the angels are telling me that there is definitely something.
Yeah, I think I know what that's about. So.
Yeah, it's just give him a little bit of room is what I'm sensing. I'm sensing also that you feel the relationship is important. So if it's important enough for you, take a little bit of a break. Let him figure things out, and I'm sure it will be worth it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
Yep. Thank you.
All right. Well, you have a great week.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling. Okay, question from the chat room. Shining Star, will you ever find a peaceful, settled life? Yeah. It depends what you mean by peaceful, settled lifestyle. Everybody deserves that, and you can make that on your own without anyone or anything. It's all about choices, so you need to make the choices available to you. I guess you're going to just have to figure that out. Where is your peace? And what kind of lifestyle do you want? You make the choice. Don't leave it up to somebody else. You do it. I will answer life choices question in a minute after I take my next caller. Okay, I have a block caller here. It's Nina. Hello? Hello. Hi. You're
hello?
On the air with Nina. Hey. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. How are you?
I'm good. Who's this?
This is Trudy.
Did you say Trudy?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey. Trudy?
Hello. Yes.
You
have a bad connection. Let me just try to stop right here. I'm talking to you. I'm outside and the wind is blowing.
Okay, you stop now?
Yes.
Okay, what's your question, my dear?
Okay, what do you see happening for my love life in 2016?
See happening for... Well, you seem like you are a very bubbly, open person. I see... a lot of people around you.
Mm-hmm.
Them happy and smiling, but one particular person is very interested in you, and she's all. That's pretty noisy.
Okay. I live in the city, so I live in New York City. Okay.
He's already in your life. He's somebody you know already.
He is. Really?
Yeah, really.
Maybe I haven't met him yet because I'm thinking of all the prospective guys that I know that I might be interested in, and it doesn't look so.
Oh,
okay.
I'm telling you, it's somebody you know already. It may be just a casual acquaintance or a friend
okay.
of a friend. It's somebody that you know already is very interested in you.
Do you see me interested in him?
I see you going out with him.
Oh, but am I interested in him? That's the question. Or am I just going out just to go out with them?
No, I think you're just going out to go out with him, with this particular person.
Okay. Is he the one or not the one? That's my thing.
I'm not getting any answers on that. All I know is that you're going to be going out with somebody that you already know. Know if he's the one or not.
Okay.
Angels aren't telling me. I don't know why they're not telling me.
All right, that's good. Maybe they don't want me to know right now. That's good.
I see you going out with him before the end of the year, so it's going to happen in 2015.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Okay.
All righty. I'll give you a call back when it happens, okay?
Yes, please do, and you have a great...
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Okay, you're on the air with Nina, the area code is 646-727-2914. If you want to give me a call, I only have one more caller in the queue, so if you call in, for sure I'll answer your question. Life choice, you want to know if Michael is spying on you. Yes, he is. Definitely. And, yeah, there's more than I see two or three people spying for him. So I see vehicles driving by your place. Yeah, they're definitely you're being spied on. Try and catch them. Stalking is against the law. And, yes. Tiffany, it did sound like she was in a wind tunnel, but I think it was all the airplanes in traffic in New York. Okay, I have only one more caller on, and if somebody else doesn't call, I'm not going to talk to myself, so somebody else has got to call. Okay, there we go. Thank you. Area code 724, you're on the air with Nina.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I have a question.
Okay, I can. 1 second here, honey. I can barely hear you.
Oh, hold on. Sometimes it's just here and I get bad stuff. Can you hear me now?
Okay, I can hear you now. Can I have your first name, please?
My first name is Kristen. Hi. Do you do dreams by any chance?
What? Interpret dreams? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Sometimes I can and sometimes I can't. It all depends on how clear the image comes through. Sometimes it works. It doesn't. So if you want to take a chance on it, I can. I can try.
Okay. It was actually really weird. It wasn't very clear at all. I was in one of Donald Trump's office buildings, and he gave me elevator numbers. And the numbers were 4, 17, 28, and 39. And I went in the elevator, but I got scared in the elevator, so I came out of the elevator, and there was a girl parachuting off the building. And then I climbed down the building and went to the basement. And in the basement, there was a car, and there was a baby swing. And then there was kittens in a cupboard. And the kittens, there were six kittens. Two of them were orange and white, two of them were gray and white, and two of them were calico. And then I decided that I needed to go. Somebody came and said that we had access to jewelry, but I didn't want the jewelry, and I went and bought a book. And then I woke up, and it was just very weird.
Yeah, that is a very weird dream. It could mean a number of things. Those numbers, I would definitely play them in a lottery.
Okay.
And as far as the dream goes, let's face it, Donald Trump's a nightmare.
Yeah. I'm just curious on what that represents, because I know people in dreams don't necessarily mean who they are. They can mean different things. But it was really weird.
It sounds like a mishmash of maybe your life. Yeah, definitely really weird. And you know what? I'm not picking up anything other than you should play those numbers. Do you have another question for me?
What about love? Is there any love coming my way?
You have lots of love coming your way.
Oh, yay.
You're loved by very many people. A specific love?
Yeah.
Okay, the letter M just came. Do you know anybody with first initial of M?
Yes, I do. I actually just met him. He's a police officer. I didn't meet him bad.
Well, that's good.
So,
That definitely. Go for it.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, what's going on in the chat room?
Oh, nothing. Nobody has any other questions for me in there. Okay, I guess I go to my last caller. Come on, people, get those phone lines moving here. Area code 512, you're on the air with Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm not happy that I'm not doing this with Lennis, but I'm doing fine.
Yeah. How is her and her family doing? I heard about her loss.
They're doing as well as can be expected.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a tough time for everyone. For those of you that don't know, Lennis' sister was also Brenda, who is sometimes on the show, her mom. So it's a big ouchie for everybody. They're feeling the loss, of course.
Yeah.
So who is this?
This is Julia. Yeah, sorry about that.
No problem, Julia. Do you have a question for me?
Well, let's see what you can get. I think my career is going in the correct direction of the area I would like it to go, and I'm really excited about a job opportunity coming up for me. So I'm going to ask about love and someone in particular who is celebrating a birthday today. And I'm wondering, yes.
His name?
It's Todd, T-O-D-D.
Well, happy birthday to Todd.
Yes.
He's very interested in you.
Yeah.
He's a little reserved.
Mm.
He seems to be holding back for some reason. I'm not sure why, but it's got nothing to do with you. It's something in his own life. It's something in his own life that he's holding back from.
Yep. He's in a relationship.
Ew.
What'd you say?
I said, ew.
Yeah, I know. And this is where I've been praying a lot, and I've been asking, you know what, Spirit, if, you know, it's not meant to be, just please help me release him, because I think about him a lot. I dream about him. And I definitely, when I'm around him, it's only been social. So there hasn't even been any kind of talk of anything more. It's just the way I'm feeling. And I feel like he is as well. I pick up on that. Yet, you know, he's in a relationship and it's not an honoring place. So I've been asking if it's not meant to be this lifetime, then just allow me to release as quickly as possible. And I still think about him, and I just had a dream about him the other night. So I was just calling to see what you were getting.
Well, I am picking up that he definitely does like you. I don't see him giving up this relationship that he's in anytime soon, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think maybe it might be a whole lot better for you to start looking in a different direction.
Yeah.
Even though it's hard. I know it's hard.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And that's okay, too. I'm, I'm open to that as well, and that's why I have been praying and asking, you know, for... for me to release it. It's not meant to be in this lifetime. Yeah.
It's better to release, and I think it's better to maybe shed the tears than to be a homewrecker or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I'm definitely not a homewrecker. That's exactly why nothing has happened, at least, you know, on my end. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, I know I can feel that. I'm feeling your pain a lot. I'm going to send you some Reiki to help you heal and to help you move on. And give it a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Actually, you know, I'm going to send you Reiki every day. And phone me back next Sunday and let me know how you're feeling.
Oh, you're amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Tuesday is going to be a rough day for you. It is a full moon, so it is going to be a rough day for you.
Okay.
Just say an extra prayer. I will make sure that I am sending extra strong to all of you that I love, and there's lots of you in my loving circle.
Mm-hmm.
thing.
Thank you. I love you. Thank you so much for doing that. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Yeah, phone me back next Sunday and let me know. You will be feeling better by then. I guarantee
okay.
it.
Okay.
And I think you'll be able to, not immediately, but you're going to be able to start moving forward.
Okay, good. It's just that even in my dreams, the mixed messages that come through, you know, like we're together and it feels good, then all of a sudden part of the dream, he's distant and I'm off trying to do something else and, you know, not liking that we're not connected. So, okay.
Yeah.
So Reiki is going to help. Thank you so much. I do crystal healing as well. So I did that for myself yesterday. Although I didn't really set a specific intention other than just to, you know, cleanse and clear my aura field and my chakras.
Yeah. Send a specific intention. Make sure you surround yourself in white light.
Mm-hmm.
Carry the kyanite with you.
Okay.
At all
times. Have blue kyanite. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, carry that with you at all times. I've always got a piece of kyanite in my pocket.
Yeah, kyanite. I don't use that one enough, I don't think. And hematite.
It's something you should always have on you. I've got pieces in every one of our vehicles and all my family's vehicles. It's just that extra bit of protection, and it also provides a lot of comfort, too.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm feeling unsure or down, I just put my hand in my pocket, and I rub the kyanite, and it helps.
Mm-hmm. I have it in my pocket right now. I just grabbed one. I had all my crystals out because they wanted to hang out with me. So they are on my couch.
Yeah, and I am I'm sending two of your crystals as well to help you heal. So there you go, my dear.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much. Love you.
You're
God
very
bless.
Welcome.
And I'll call in next week.
Thank you very much, and you have a great week.
Okay, you too. Enjoy your week. Love and light.
I sure will. Love and life to you too. Okay, what's going on here? Oh, nothing in the chat room. Oh, come on. Okay, if you're not going to chat in the chat room or ask me a question, then get on that phone line. Area code 646-727-2914. Okay, what is my last caller? Area code 708.
Hi, Nina. I just posted your phone number on my Facebook page, so if you could stay on a couple more minutes to see if any of my friends call. I had a friend who had an appointment with the psychic advisor, and she called her at her appointment time, and the psychic never answered. So I texted her your phone number, because you're way more accurate than those expensive $40 psychics anyway. So hopefully she'll get my message before you go off the air.
Okay. I do have another caller, Tiffany. Do you want to stay on live, or do you want me to put you on hold?
I had a quick question, but if you have another caller, of course they come first because I already had a turn.
All right. Well, I'll come back to you, so I'll put you on hold.
Okay, cool.
Okay, area code 404, you're on the air with Nina.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Tasha, and I was just calling just to see what you see for my love relationships.
Okay. Ooh, mixed messages. Are you in a relationship right now, Tasha?
No, I'm not.
Did you... Wow, why am I picking that up? Did you just end a relationship not too long ago?
No, I didn't. I mean, now, relationships, does that mean... dating, because I was dating a guy, but I told him that we shouldn't, continue dating, but it wasn't like a relationship commitment.
Okay. Well, that's maybe what I'm picking up, and that's just been recent, right?
Yeah, that was about like 3 weeks ago.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm picking up. You just ended something not too long ago. A permanent relationship?
February.
Okay.
February is popping into my brain. Now, the angels have put it there. So, in February, I see somebody, not that you're not going to date in between. Believe me, you are going to date in between that. But February, I see somebody very, very nice coming along, and you will have a relationship with this person.
Okay. I don't know what's going on as far as the dating. It's just so crazy. Like, the guy that I just got finished talking to, he was really into himself a lot.
It seems, I hate to say this, but you know what? It seems to be the times. Everybody seems so self-absorbed now. Which is one
really
of the... I work with kids, and there's a reason why I work with kids. Yes, they are, you know, it's a me world with a child. But with them, you can teach them to be loving and to be supportive and to be aware of other people. Adults now, holy cow, if you get to be an adult and you're still in the me stage, it's a rough world out there. You know, it's pretty hard to have a relationship with somebody that is still in the 3-year-old me stage. So I'm really thankful that I do not have to be out in that dating world now. I can see it being very tough because there are so many. Okay, I'm going to say the word. There's so many assholes out there, and I'm not talking just male. I'm talking females too, and they're self-absorbed. And it's all about me. Well, in any relationship, there has to be compromise. So it can't be all about me. But be patient. I do see somebody coming around in February. You are going to be dating. And believe me, I don't think any of them are going to be anything more than a date. But at least it's getting out and it's having a good time until that happens, right?
Yeah.
But keep your chin up. Keep reminding the universe of the type of person that you're looking for. And that person will happen. Well, just be the best you can be first and foremost, and then we worry about the rest, right? Everything will fall into place.
Yeah.
And did I help at all? You're very welcome.
I'm pretty sure plenty of people have. Just the weight, you know. It's just the weight. So.
I know. Well, you have a great week. Do your best to get past Tuesday. It is the full moon on Tuesday, and that usually makes people very strange. So get past Tuesday, and the rest of your week will be great.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a good week.
You too.
Thank you. Oh, pardon me. Okay, we still nothing more from the chat room, so I'm going back live with Tiffany. Hi, Tiff.
Hi. Hi. I do have a for real, non-Frank-related question for a change.
Okay.
I don't know if you all have the Uber, like car services in Canada,
yes.
But it's pretty much when you sign up as a cab driver, so to speak, with your own car and you provide rides for the people around town. And my friends are kind of giving me this negative vibe that I don't need because, you know, there are a couple of horror stories about cab drivers and me being a female. It's probably not the safest job, but I live in a really small town and it's a college town, so the students kind of need these rides. So I wanted to know if you saw the same negative things that they saw, because what they're giving me is, oh my God, you're crazy. Why would you do that? Are you that desperate for money? And I do it as a service, not just for the money, although the money is nice. But do you see anything as far as a long-term career in this, or should I just do it for this, you know, season and then give it up before something bad happens?
I'd say go for it.
I don't pick. I'm not picking up anything negative, unless you work later than 10 o'clock at night.
Okay. The only reason I worked until the wee hours of the morning this weekend is because it was homecoming. So it's either I drive these kids home, or they drive home drunk, or walk, which is worse because it's cold out here. So yes, usually my cutoff is about 10:30 because I do work weekdays.
Yeah. No, and I would stick to that 10 or 10:30 even on the weekends, other than what you just did this week. That was the service that you needed to provide.
Right.
Uber is, there's a lot of controversy up here in Alberta, in Canada, right now because of insurance and all this other stuff, because you do have to have extra insurance to provide rides for people that are actually paying you. Did you know that?
Oh, so through my insurance, I have to change my policy because Uber offers insurance too.
I know, but you have to make sure that they have enough insurance to cover everything for you. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So, yeah, just go through the policy, make sure there's enough public liability and everything else on there, just in case. I'm not going to say that anything's going to happen, because I don't see anything happening with you. But just for insurance purposes, make sure of that. Don't work any later than 10 o'clock, Tiffany, mostly because you're a woman, and it's just not safe. But other than that, I don't see there ever being a problem. I say
that's
go
good
for
to
it.
Know because, yeah, my friends are putting out that energy like something is bound to happen. And I mean, what kind of friend are you if you put that negative energy out there? And then once when I wasn't paranoid at all, and now I am paranoid because they said something.
Yeah, but you know what that does, right? Because you've got the negative vibe and the negative energy, get rid of it. Because that, you're going to attract the negative to you, and you don't want to do that. So surround yourself before you go out, and I'm going to tell you to pick up a piece of blue kyanite. If you're going to be doing this, pick up a piece of blue kyanite, put one, or I'll pick up two pieces. Too bad you don't live closer to me. I have lots of them. But anyways, put one on your vehicle and one on your person. It's a protective stone as well. And before you go out, surround yourself in white light. That's the best you can. And that way, you've got positive energy around you. It's protection, and everything will be fine. Okay, I'm just going to give the phone number one more time. I've got no other callers on in the queue, so the area code is 646-727-2914. Give me a call, or we could be saying goodbye fairly shortly. Any other questions, Tiffany, since you're my only caller now?
I don't want to tie up the line, and then I'll probably end up talking about that dude, so no.
Well, I don't have any other callers on. Okay, anybody in the chat room, if you've got a question for me, type it out now or give me a call. Other than that, I'm going to go off air. If I don't get somebody calling me soon, because I'm not going to sit here and talk to myself. But I could talk to you about my holidays the last couple of weekends. I'm very glad I didn't have to go anywhere this weekend, because after being away for two weekends in a row, this chickie was pretty darn tired. So it's good to be home, and I'm glad to be home. And remember, full moon is on Tuesday. It's going to be a rough ride. It started for me already last week on Tuesday, so it's going to be a rough one. Halloween's on Saturday, so be prepared to look out for all those little munchkins running around. And seeing how I have no questions coming from the chat room and nobody else online, I'm going to say goodbye for this week. Have a great week. Call me if you have any questions, or send me an email. The email address is Nina, N-I-N-A, period, Essence, E-S-S-E-N-C-E, the number 2, S, at gmail.com, and I can answer a question there.
And seeing how we have nobody else around, I'm going to say goodbye. And we will talk to you all next week. Have a great week. Be careful of the full moon. Love you all.